This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The number of border crossers and illegal immigrants being released into our country under the Department of Homeland Security is being hidden from Congress and the public. That's according to Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Johnson is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has given the senator no response to the October 19th request for the number of people who entered the country illegally. The Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a $465 million lawsuit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. In a 5-1 decision on Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court ruling from 2019, asserting the lower court wrongfully interpreted the state's public nuisance law. NASA scientists have issued a warning about a potentially hazardous asteroid that will nearly miss Earth on December 11th. 4660 Nearis shouldn't cause any impact possibility for at least another 100 years. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Resistance to the federal government's vaccine mandate has reached the courts, and the courts have put President Biden's mandate on hold for now.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas is in 45 days. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Straight A student Grace Smith was handcuffed and arrested for not wearing a mask at a Wyoming high school on October 7th.
I was arrested and I was taken to the city jail where my dad picked me up.
Wow.
For not wearing a mask. We kind of knew this was coming because they had threatened it, and then they had gone back on their word and saying, no, we would never put our hands on a kid, and so.
Her father is not playing. Andrew Smith filed a federal lawsuit against the governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon. He tells his reasoning to Fox News on Tuesday.
This is a federal lawsuit, and it is it actually involves several plaintiffs from across the state. Right now there's about 20 plaintiffs, and more are coming forward every day with their experiences and their stories and joining our lawsuit against the governor, as well as these public health officials. Also mentioned in our lawsuit are several of the school boards and individuals in the school boards across the state, and the purpose of this fight is is to restore the power to the people. The claim is solely based on the rights of our health care access granted to us by the Wyoming Constitution and the rights of the parents and each and every student. So we're hopeful that with so many people coming forward with their stories and a lot of these different counties, that we'll see some progress.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. And for all my fellow Marines, happy 246th birthday today as we celebrate. Good to have you with us. And it's great to have Dan Perkins with us right now. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's my birthday. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, we always enjoy this.
I don't know when the birthday of the Army is, but I'm coming up sometime.
Well, it does come once a year, whether you need to or not, it happens. Dan is nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host, and my good friend. And we have so much to talk about. I do want to talk about your latest commentary about what the Fed needs to do in terms of how to raise interest rates. Interesting column that you've written. But before we do that, Dan, I know a lot of people here are waking up to the reality that they have elected a president who doesn't care about the Constitution, that we may have been stretched and thought, what the heck was going on during the Obama-Biden years? But now it's like, you know, the veil is wide open, and we're seeing, you know, this Marxist regime really for what it is, as they continue just to stomp on our constitutional rights at every turn.
I agree with you, and but I would add one other dimension, which I'm writing a commentary right now as we speak. I don't think Joe Biden likes Americans. I think he hates us for what we represent.
Right. And that's hard to think. He's been serving our country for 50 years, actually serving himself is what we find out. But you know, let's just say, okay, he came in, he's been in the Senate, served as vice president. Now he's president of the United States. And, of course, you hear all the information Peter Schweitzer had written about regarding, you know, Biden Inc. and the family business and what they've done. And, of course, Hunter Biden on and on, that, you know, the mainstream media. And we just want to continue to think that somehow we can cohabitate with this kind of corruption and think that we're going to have a fair-minded government.
No, I agree with you. With everything you're saying, it's really amazing. Just before you called, the Commerce Department issued the inflation rate for the previous month on an annualized basis, 6.5%.
Yeah.
Now, we have a Secretary of the Treasury that's telling us that inflation is transitory, and then she changed her mind and said, well, it's probably going to subside in 2022. And then she comes out this morning and says, after the big number, well, I don't believe that the inflation rate will go back to the 70s, meaning Joe Biden when he was in the Senate. But more importantly, Jimmy Carter was president, and we all know, if we're old enough to know, what kind of inflation we had there. And Bill, the most important thing about the inflation number is that inflation is not a forward-looking process, meaning how they calculate inflation and tell us what the CPI rate. It is a it's a backwards look. Mm. So what we're always looking at his old data.
Yeah.
For example,
so it's worse. It's actually worse today than it was because we're looking over our shoulder. We're not dealing with reality right now, right? But regardless, I mean, it's 6.5%. You could say 7% isn't, because people are going to the stores. The shelves are empty. The gas pumps. I mean, what, 75% more than what they paid last year? I mean, all across the board, right?
In the article is a chart that shows what happened to the price of crude oil from the day that Biden was elected to today. It's up 127% price of crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the price of gasoline at the pump hasn't gone up 120%. And I saw yesterday that gas prices in California are $6.25 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So with the 6.5 number being a look back, and I think much higher going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I did an article of, I think, 10 or 12 different items that are mandatories and how much they've gone up, and yet we haven't had any inflation getting there. I think that the inflation and the economy are going to, as we saw the exit polls from the Virginia governor election, we saw it going into the election because there was so much pushback because of critical race theory in the school boards that was going to be the driving force. But it wasn't. The driving force of what white people voted for a change in Virginia was the economy. School was second, but economy was first.
Right.
And that surprised a lot of pundits. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see that those two issues, the economy, inflation, and critical race theory, are going to be the hot buttons between now and the general election in November of next year.
Well, you got to look at the border issue too, Dan. I mean, right now we've got a little bit of a pause here, but you know the reports are, or there are thousands heading to our southern border. So depending on the timing of that, when they hit the border, I mean that could really throw this up to the top because this is still front of mind here, top of mind, this issue here. And then we're not even talking about what China's doing. And how they're flexing their muscles in Russia. You know, what is going on with the joint, training exercises, supersonic missiles that have been developed? I mean, it's like, America is sleeping and our enemies are taking full advantage of, of our time out, so to speak.
Yeah, but I understand and certainly appreciate all the extra things you throw in. I tried to decide what two or three things would have the greatest impact on the American voter. And while the border is an issue, and there's no question the border is an issue, and China is an issue, and COVID is an issue, when it comes to your pocketbook and your family, they take priority over a lot of other things. And we have this situation right now where I know this is going to sound terrible to say this, Bill. I wish I was the PR agency for the cartels and the coyotes of people coming across the border, because I would be showing the photograph of the New York Daily News front page, $450,000 to every immigrant.
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And that's the story they're telling. It's not true, but we hope it's not true. We never know about the courts.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that the motivation that I could leave my mud hut in Guatemala and wind up in the United States, and now each of us will get $450,000.
Well, and play that video of Joe Biden getting incensed. I mean, one day he says, "Oh, that's garbage," he tells Peter Ducey, and the next day, then he's incensed. Well, they were left, the kids were left alone, and it was Trump's fault and all this. And so now, he wants to pay out $450,000.
Yeah, and
at least
I'm
anyway.
I'm not saying that isn't going to happen, but
you don't know, and he don't, and even on the dollar amount, he's well, I'm not sure. Well, what are you sure about? You know.
He doesn't know.
Exactly, that's it. We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh Christian Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dan Perkins, nationally recognized policy and energy expert and author and columnist, syndicated radio host himself, joins us. And Dan, you know, real quick here, I mean, because there's so much to do. I was reading your story, your own personal nightmare of how you've been dealing with COVID-19. And I was watching a video the other night from a highly credentialed doctor. I mean, we've got a lot of smart doctors out there that the government doesn't want to listen to. They don't want us listening to them because they make too much sense. And he said something that I thought was quite striking, is that according to the VAERS report, which is questionable because we're not getting the total numbers because we haven't been getting the right numbers on COVID anyway. I mean, they still want to push this big number of over, you know, 700,000 people, 700 people have died. But yet the CDC, what, 2-3 months ago said that the actual death by COVID is less than 5%, which is, you know, half the number of a flu season. So, but they still want to push the big number because that justifies all the rule breaking, law breaking that they're getting away with. And not to mention, you know, all the money that is, you know, being thrown about and, you know, how people are becoming quite wealthy as a result of this COVID deal. But this doctor had a very interesting point. He said that here it is, you know, because in the medicine, you know, in the field of medicine, you always go to an autopsy to find out, you know, that tells you everything you need to know. You know, not a blood draw, not everything, but when you do an autopsy, that tells you, you know, what's going on. And he says, of the 16,000 plus people that have died as a result of the vaccination, believe it or not, there's only been one autopsy when he reported this. And so his premise is what are they hiding? I mean, the question is, what are they hiding from us that they will not allow, you know, us to get to, you know, the real scientific answer to these questions that are coming about, whether or not these vaccines are safe and what they do. And what he knows, of course, about the spike protein in that, he says there's no way it stays in the deltoid. It goes and it attacks and finds residence in all, you know, these critical organs like our heart and our lungs. And this is why you're getting all these complications that are going on. And we're just told, oh, that's, you know, it's just minor. It's just a small percentage of people. But just go ahead and, you know, go get the jab, right?
And the issue here is that I've because of my own personal problems, I've looked into this extensively. Mm-hmm. And I have a doctor whose specialty is viruses and vaccines, who's been working with me trying to figure out what's going on. But setting that aside, the reality is this is, I believe, and the doctor tells me I'm correct, this is the reality. You can get the COVID vaccine, you can get the COVID virus and get COVID-19. You can survive and you can build antibodies in your system. Mm-hmm. And the mortality rate, meaning the number of people that will die under age 69, is less than 0.5% of the population. If you're over 69 and get COVID, the chances of death are probably in the neighborhood of about 0.75%. Mm-hmm. But the point is that it doesn't make sense in this sense, Bill. If you don't get the shot, you could get the vaccine, you could get the virus, and you could get sick. And if you're under 69, you're going to be sick. You might have to go to the hospital, maybe not. Mm-hmm. If you're over 69 and you get the virus, you could get sick. You could. And you could go to the hospital and intensive care, and you could possibly die. But once you get once you have the virus and survive, you have natural immunities.
Exactly.
If you get the shot, what we're seeing, the number of cases of people who are getting sick that have been vaccinated is skyrocketing around the world. In Europe, they're in a new outbreak. And it's interesting. They're in a new outbreak, but they didn't close the bars, the restaurants, the sports stadiums, the movie theaters and restaurants. They're all still open compared to where they were a year ago. But the point is that you get the vaccine. One, you can still get the virus. Yes. Two, you can spread it to somebody else. Yes. And you know, do you know, you're no different theoretically if you're under 69, if you never got the shot. Mm-hmm. And so now we're talking about getting a third shot. And now they're already talking about not only a fourth, but perhaps we have to have a shot every 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't curing anything. And
exactly.
So we've been sold a bill of goods by Fauci and the people at the CDC, the Democratic operatives, who are lying to us. And we're going to continue to do this, and we're going to continue trying to convince the American people. Then it comes the mandate. And I just think it is absolutely insane that we are going to force, keep your job, you're going to have to be vaccinated and provide proof. And I just think that is a horrible mistake. And now they're talking about eliminating the exclusion for 100 employees or less. They're start talking everybody, including now family members. So it's gotten out of control. And the Biden administration and the CDC are dictators, absolute dictators, and they're taking over our lives and telling us what we have to do, and yet they continue to report that now they're saying that the effectiveness of the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine is peaks at about 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need a booster shot, and so I just think that we have been misled, and I believe purposely misled, because the Democrats want to control the American people, and they don't care about the American people. They care, but they're concerned about their power and control.
Yeah, Dan, I think the Democrats as a party, I would agree with you, they're at a lower level, but there's a higher level echelon with a higher pay grade above them that are pulling the levers here on this whole deal. And, you know, and this is what's very dangerous. I was talking with Jeff Kemp about this yesterday, and I had made a statement, and when I looked and checked the history of it, and I had other people reporting on, you know, to me about Bill Gates' situation, and I mentioned, and Jeff had challenged me on it, and I want to apologize if I, you know, gave the wrong information or led you to believe something. There is a lot of smoke regarding Bill Gates' position on population control. And there's smoke there. And when you look back, he did a TED Talk. And the TED Talk, there's a paragraph in which he said something that would lead you to believe that he is of a worldview of a eugenicist. And it's been said that he has a position that believes that the population is unsustainable on Earth today. And of course, what does that mean when you say that it's... You know, is the conclusion that you believe that, you know, there's too many people and that, you know, the world could afford to lose people and that it would be in a better position to survive? Is that what you're inferring? Is that what you're saying? Now, I don't have an exact quote, and nobody is asking Bill Gates that specific question, but there still seems to be some confusion. But the fact of the matter is there are, whether it's Bill Gates specifically, we do know that there are eugenicists involved here at higher levels who are making these lofty conclusions and decisions about the world population. And so COVID, you know, as far as my understanding, is that it's playing into their hands. What do you say?
I agree with you. There was a report yesterday that the FBI is investigating healthcare in Alabama, where they believe that black people have been discriminated against in COVID vaccines and COVID healthcare, and they're investigating.
Yeah, why don't they investigate a Planned Parenthood and abortion and how many blacks that they've annihilated? Right? I guess that's too obvious. We'll jump over that rug in the living room and go after something else. Right? It's amazing. Go figure. You gotta love this country. Nationally recognized policy and energy expert, Dan Perkins. Thank you, Dan.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The number of border crossers and illegal immigrants being released into our country under the Department of Homeland Security is being hidden from Congress and the public. That's according to Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Johnson is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has given the senator no response to the October 19th request for the number of people who entered the country illegally. The Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a $465 million lawsuit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. In a 5-1 decision on Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court ruling from 2019, asserting the lower court wrongfully interpreted the state's public nuisance law. NASA scientists have issued a warning about a potentially hazardous asteroid that will nearly miss Earth on December 11th. 4660 NIRIS shouldn't cause any impact possibility for at least another 100 years. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about helping vets make the transition from the front lines to business owners. There's a study highlight that best sites, or the best cities, I should say, for veterans to start and grow a business, and as well as what's being done to give them a leg up on their ventures. With us is Seda Goff, Senior Director of Veteran Entrepreneurs at PenFed Foundation. She's back with us. Anthony Gant, Marine Major, Semper Fi Major, founder and CEO at Ease. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you both?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, making the transition to civilian life is one of the greatest challenges that veterans face, right, Major?
Absolutely, Bill. But you have organizations like the PenFed Foundation who help ease that transition.
Well, Seda, tell us about the VEIP Master's Program and or investment support that supported you and your foundation.
Absolutely. So the PenFed Foundation's Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program helps veteran entrepreneurs through education, preparation, and investment. And our master's program is in our preparation line of operation. And actually, Anthony was in our cohort, and that allowed us to help him build and grow his business at ease.
Great. Anthony, that question should have been for you. I apologize. But give us your story of how this helped you.
So the PenFed Foundation was like a boot camp for raising capital. And what it did was it helped me talk to investors more succinctly. It also helped me refine the Addy story, which is saying, hey, I lost $1,200 whenever I used a simple site And I need to be able to convey that to others so that they can understand that I'm helping fix a problem for our service members who are looking for easeability with finding approved properties or wanting to be reimbursed whenever they travel and have the same opportunities that their civilian travelers enjoy. And that's how the Penn Fed helped me bring that story together.
Seda, tell us more about why it's so important to support veteran-owned businesses.
Absolutely. Veteran-owned businesses and businesses in general are the cornerstone of communities. And veterans specifically are more likely than their non-veteran counterparts to hire other veterans and military spouses, as well as give back to their communities, whether that be geographic or military. So it's a great opportunity to invest in your community, invest in your economy, and to help veterans easily transition from the military.
Major Gant, tell us about your journey. You know, as we mentioned at the onset, we've got just so much human potential and manpower of vets, you know, coming back into civilian life and making that transition. It's a huge challenge for veterans, especially, you know, as I've talked with other veterans, you know, when no matter how many years you've been in service, everything's pretty well handled. But then all of a sudden, it's a shock when you get into civilian life. And, you know, even simple things like, you know, opening a bank account can be a little bit, you know, a little bit of a challenge, right? So what was it like for you making that transition, you know, from military to civilian life and owning your own business?
Making that transition and starting a business for anyone can be hard and terrifying at times. However, one of the things that helped me transition or transitioning is looking at the training that the military has given us. The Marine Corps did an exceptional job with helping me identify ways to plan, then execute that plan with laser focus. So those same opportunities and that same experience that you've gained in, whether it was a four-year or a 30-year career, you want to take that with you into the civilian sector and think about the planning that goes into place to, hey, what do I need to do is, like you said, open a bank account, find a place to stay,
exactly,
and then do that as well.
Well, you know, if you can make it through boot camp, the rest of it should be fairly easy, is the way I feel about it, having gone through the experience I went through. You know, Major, when I went through, there was like 80, I think it was 87 when they picked us up on that first night. And 12 weeks later, that original 87, there were only 23 of us that graduated. So I figure if you can make it through that that gauntlet, you know, civilian life should be a piece of cake by comparison. So I want to encourage our fellow service vets out there that, yes, though it can be daunting, you can overcome it. You've done it time and time again, and there's been many other service people just like yourself that have been able to make the transition as well. Seda, back to the PenFed Foundation study that was commissioned by your organization for the best cities for veteran entrepreneurs. Can you share some of the results here?
Absolutely. So we're really excited to release today the Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program Top Cities for Veteran Entrepreneurs list. And this year, Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Service Area has topped our list. So we're very excited about that, as the PenFed Foundation is located in this area. So we were very excited. And rounding out the top five is New York City, Seattle, Chicago, and then Dallas. We've seen a lot of great representation in the state of Texas for our top cities list. So we're very excited about what everybody has been doing in each of the metropolitan service areas to support those that are starting businesses, and specifically the veterans that are starting businesses.
How are they measured, Seda, and how can they improve their rankings?
Absolutely. So there's four main factors that that the study looks at: livability of the area, the growing economy of that area, what programs and resources they have to support veterans, and then the ability to start a business. So areas can look at what are the different resources, legislation, and opportunities that they can put into place to help veterans as they're transitioning into civilian life, and then specifically on what they can do to help them start businesses.
Well, we've been talking with Seda Goff, Senior Director of Veterans Entrepreneurs at PenFed Foundation, and Anthony Gant, the Marine Major, founder and CEO of At Ease. Major, to wrap things up, can you tell everybody where they can go for more information?
Yes, everyone can go to At Ease at PCSAtEase.com. That's PCSAtEase.com. And I'm looking forward to meeting brand new hosts, hotel managers, and corporate stay providers to help start hosting our heroes.
Well, Major, to all the men of service, the men and women of service, we want to say Happy Veterans Day. Have a great one. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tomorrow is Veterans Day, but today is Happy Birthday, Marine, for all my fellow Marines out there, Semper Fi, our 246th birthday. Looking good, huh? So congratulations. I hope it's a great day for you. And, of course, this is what we love about the Marine Corps birthday. It leads into Vets Day as well. So it's like we get a double reason to celebrate. And, again, I cannot thank those of you who honor our vets, every day of the year, even coming in contact with a vet. And I know that whenever I'm identified as a vet, people just, very freely, come up and say, hey, thank you for your service. And that's very kind. And, we appreciate that. And thank you for remembering it. And there's so much to remember and honor about Veterans Day, because we wouldn't have the America that we have today, even with all the foibles and all that we're dealing with. We've gone through some tough battles as a country. And I am convinced that there are enough patriots, there's enough freedom-loving, constitutionally connected Americans that will continue to fight the good fight on behalf of not only this generation, but the generations to come. There's no question that there is this force that is coming against us, and it's people that we elected. This isn't an existential threat anymore. This is a real homegrown domestic in the White House and in the higher levels of our government that are moving to a direction, as I've said, that want to move us in a direction that is antithetical to the Constitution. And the Constitution did not accommodate a one-world government. But look at the powers that be, the elites believe that, our future is a one-world government. They're disingenuous. They don't really necessarily want to admit that. But you have to kind of be discerning and ask critical questions and exercise some critical thought when you see what's the fruit of their choices, and the decisions and the regulations that they're imposing on we the people, whether it's COVID vaccines, whether it is with our economy. What's wrong with being energy independent? I guess that must be wrong, but it fits well into a direction that is supporting a one world government. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to wake up to that reality.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 1172. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. She's here to report on... there's so much stuff going on, Rachel. Where do we start, right?
It is. And since I write five columns a week for Arizona Sun-Times, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, at least you've got plenty of matter to write about. But certainly, Arizona Rep. David Schweikert's House speech has been tractioning, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh! It is the speech of his lifetime. I recommend everybody read it. It's about 40 minutes long, or you can just read the Cliff Notes because I wrote an article about it. But basically, it has over 1.2 million views. This guy, who's known as the wonky, you know, numbers guy in Congress, and he's always been like that, because I used to work with him back when he was the county treasurer here in Maricopa County, he has been able to explain our escalating debt and deficit problem in a way that anyone can understand, a third grader can understand, and not get bogged down in the numbers. And I love how he shows, you know, it's mainly Social Security and Medicare that are the ones that are going to run out of money. And he even explains things that we can do to fix them, and explains how Obamacare and Medicare for All won't fix it. Even the Republican health plans won't fix it. And he also shows how one of the primary culprits is diabetes, type 2 diabetes. If we just started focusing on stuff like this, you know, because all this money in Medicare is going to help diabetes.
Yeah. Well, he drills it down deep. Maybe he might give a tutorial to that economist wizard AOC. What do you think? I mean, after all, that was her degree, wasn't it?
Oh, he slams Keynesian economics in his speech. So
yes.
I don't think those two will see eye to eye.
Well, the thing is, this is the deal that we love about math, is that there's not a lot of philosophy when it comes to math. 1 + 1 equals 2, regardless of being a Democrat, a Republican, or independent. And when you try to derivate from that absolute, well, it demonstrates that you're so ideologically fixed that you're of no worth and value to the advancement and the preservation of this free republic, are you?
Exactly. And he has has been doing this for so many years that he anticipates all of their arguments. So when they say, oh, we just need to cut defense spending, or, oh, we just need to tax the rich more, he goes and shows how those numbers would make virtually no difference on the debt and deficit. Mm.
What about the waste in our government? We've talked about that. I mean, with Tom Coburn for many years, the former senator, he was such a breath of fresh air. And, of course, Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books has picked up that mantle. But he was such a stalwart for, you know, government accountability. You know, we continue to spend all these trillions of dollars. And, you know, there's no accountability for the people's money. You know, where's the fiduciary responsibility on this, Rachel?
Yeah, I mean, they get by with it because it, and Schweitzer told me this personally, you know, it's a wink, wink, nod, nod thing. Like, I'll vote for your earmarks and your pork if you vote for, you know, my bill. And the Republicans are almost as bad as the Democrats when it comes to all this waste. But the interesting thing from Schweitzer's speech is that's just a drop in the bucket of, like, if you could just fix the Medicare problem and the Social Security problem, we'd have a balanced budget and we would be knocking down the debt, because even the waste is tiny compared to the Medicare cost. And there's a lot of fraud in Medicare and Social Security as well.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, that has been, you know, publicized and reported on for many years, but it just seems like, okay, so you got this one guy and you got this one story, you can talk about these billions of dollars, but what about the other billions of dollars that are falling through the cracks here? Because it's just impossible, seemingly, because it's so big, for them to really stay on top of it all, Rachel.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I mean, I don't know about you, but my eyes literally glaze over when you start talking about really big numbers. You know, when you see a politician on TV and they say billions when they meant to say trillions?
Yes.
I can understand how they do that, because our little human minds are just not meant to comprehend numbers that big. That's my opinion. And
right.
and once we see those numbers, we just freak out. And, you know, I want to ask Schweitzer to do a follow-up speech on what is going to happen if the U.S. defaults and can no longer make interest payments and things. You know, what are we looking at? Because unless we change course, that's what we're headed for.
It's inevitable. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and those on the left would love that, because then they get to come in and act like they're the saviors and they get to save the day on all this for the very thing that they've created, right? And, you know, they'll bide some time, they'll get some more time, because they're just, you know, as Margaret Thatcher says, it's all good until you run out of other people's money. Well, you know, we're just about there. You know, getting back to Social Security, the thing that disgusts me on this whole issue is that going back to the mid-60s under Lyndon Baines Johnson, when they opened up the Treasury and took the lock off the box there and allowed all these, you know, with all due respect, you're an attorney, but these attorneys there on Capitol Hill, they know how to get away with, you know, their fiduciary responsibility. I mean, they spent the people's money. They went in and misappropriated funds is what they were able, was what they did, but they were able to create a law that kept them out of jail and allowed them to do this. And then they have the audacity to say, well, you guys are running out of money. Well, we're running out of money because you guys stole it.
People don't notice. They don't understand this. And, you know, granted, I think part of the reason is it's a negative message that nobody in Congress wants to get. Another part of the reason is you're talking about numbers and people's eyes glaze over when you're talking about numbers. And, you know, David Schweitzer is one of the few people out there who's been able to explain it so everybody understands. And he even says that, and I didn't even put this in my article because it was just getting way too into the weeds, but
yes.
He said he will go and talk to conservatives and they don't even want to hear this.
Right. No, I believe it to be the case, because the system is already rigged. They're already used to operating this way, and it's the wrong gospel, wrong church is what it turns out to be. But God bless David Schweitzer and for his service, you know, to patriots, to this American Democratic Republic that's on the verge here, Rachel, and you know it as well as everybody else does. I do want to talk about our favorite attorney general there in Arizona, Mark Brnovich, who is leading 11 states in suing the Biden administration over these vaccine mandates for private businesses. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, Mark has been incredible. And, you know, he was the first one to sue Biden over the mandate, but that was the aspect regarding federal contractors, you know, federal employees. Now he's leading this lawsuit over the mandate on private businesses. And this is something that a lot of people haven't, you know, really dared to do because they're like, oh, private employers, they should be able to do what they want, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's going after the aspect of it that Biden did not have the authority to do it because he went mm-hmm. through OSHA. And, you know, he points out all these reasons why it just wasn't there. You know, he's not allowed to do it that way. So anyway, he's just absolutely on fire. He told me that these lawsuits are deliberately filed separately because he's such a strategic guy. He literally filed the first one in order to get the Biden administration to respond and show their cards, setting him up for this second lawsuit so he would have a lot more information. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't we love discovery, right?
Oh, yes. And Brnovich is brilliant. I can tell you that's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. The Biden administration is not their match.
Yes. Well, good for him, and we wish him Godspeed to defend private businesses and to push back against this draconian vaccine mandate. Arizona spoke very loud. Arizona, I should say, Virginia spoke loud and clear about it. You've got a lot of New Jerseyans that are doing the same thing. People across the country are saying hell no to the vaccine, and we can be thankful for an NFL football player who brought some intellectual points to the country. Conversation, didn't he?
Oh my, yeah, that's my boyfriend's favorite team, and so he's so proud of him because my boyfriend ain't getting the vaccine either. And I just think it's incredible because we always have the facts on our side backing us up, and in this COVID case, it's like the facts are coming out gradually, and they're you know, obviously showing our side was right. Everybody's going to get COVID, and you know, at this point, if you're just putting it off and getting the vaccine thinking you're putting it off, you're not, because you're going to get it anyway.
Well, as I was watching a presentation last night, Rachel, there's a doctor. I mean, this guy's an expert in this whole study of COVID and everything, and he simplified it in much the way that David Schweiker did. And he brought up one critical point here. He said that according to the VAERS study, which he says, of course, is underreporting the ill effects of people who have been vaccinated, there's something like 16,000 people who have died as a result of the vaccine. And he said the amazing thing for him as a medical professional, guess how many autopsies that they've done out of these 16,000 deaths? Guess how many, to your point?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard this.
Try one. One.
What?
Only one autopsy. He goes, look, as doctors, if you want to know the whole truth and nothing but, you have to do an autopsy to find out exactly what happened. So to your point about them tamping down and holding back information and keeping us in the dark, this reinforces what your gut and what your experience in reporting is saying to you. We got to leave it there and look forward to our next conversation. Rachel Alexander, how can they be in touch with you?
Find me at intellectualconservative.com, and my weekly articles are at Town Hall and other sources, and also find me on Twitter at @Rach_IC.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of paint.
pain relief, and extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay heating pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all